This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Brand new threats from North Korea as they warn the U.S. of the, quote, greatest pain and suffering if any new sanctions were passed, and that they were just passed about an hour ago. The UN Security Council unanimously voted to approve increasing pressure on the rogue nation in ways that they have been quite clear they do not want. Here's U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, just a short time ago.
Today we are saying the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. And today, the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves.
Here now, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, who is also a Fox News contributor. Good to see you, Ambassador.
Glad to be with you.
First of all, what do you think about that news?
Well, I think Nikki Haley's statement is exactly correct. We should never accept a North Korea with nuclear weapons.
Don't they already have them?
That's part of the problem. And we are on the way in our national policy to doing just that. The consensus is forming. The establishment foreign policy says we're just going to have to learn to live with them. I reject that. I mean, listen to the way North Korea talks. They don't have the capability to hit us yet. But when they do, maybe they will act that way. So I think we're at a very perilous point.
So you make points on the diplomatic side and on the military side. Let's start with the diplomatic side in terms of what you would do in approaching China.
Well, I think the only way to get to China is to argue on their national interest as it is in ours to reunite the peninsula. You know, there's a lot of talk about imposing sanctions on China. I don't think it's going to work. I don't have any objection to it in principle, don't get me wrong. But let's say we wanted to put financial pressure on China. To impose pain on China, we have to be willing to bear pain, too. It's a big economy over there, and we've got to put the pressure on in a big way. You can believe that the American financial institutions in New York will not accept that.
Yep.
So you can talk about pain. I'd rather talk about China's national interest. I think that's the only diplomatic play left.
All right. And what about the military option?
Well, here's the question for people in the United States. Are you willing to live with a nuclear-capable North Korea that can hit any target it wants in the United States and use that capability to blackmail us, to force our troops out of Korea, to force our troops out of Japan, to force our troops out of Guam? If you don't want to live under that threat, then I think you've got to consider the military option.
And you say there's, you know, I need this quickly if you can, sort of a low end and a high end. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think you can hope to take out North Korea's nuclear weapons capability alone and that they don't respond, but you have to worry about retaliation against South Korea, and that means a larger military action. But let's recall, the president's first responsibility is to protect Americans, and I think the question we have to face is, how many dead Americans are you willing to risk?
Well, John Bolton, bringing reason and perspective to this debate, the United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a U.S.-drafted resolution to impose new sanctions on North Korea on Monday. Again, we can be thankful to our ambassador there. Nikki Haley has just done an outstanding job in keeping the pressure on. And I believe, you know, her approval ratings have got to just be through the roof because the way she's representing the country's interests in that, she's just a clear voice of reason and on point. Keeping us informed as to what's going on. Now, this resolution is designed to accomplish six major goals, as reported by CNN, cap North Korea's oil imports, ban textile exports, and additional overseas labor contracts, suppress smuggling efforts, stop joint ventures with other nations, and sanction designated North Korean government entities, according to a U.S. official familiar with negotiations. North Korea, and today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. rather sober words from our U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Michelle Owens joins us now, an attorney and managing partner with AG Owens Law. Speaks on behalf of SAVE, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Michelle, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to talk about Betsy DeVos. Some people were, and it's kind of, to me, it seemed very reasonable what she did in intending to revoke former President Obama's 2011 guidelines for schools investigating campus sexual misconduct. But it seems to be that there's a lot of misunderstanding with her intention. Can you explain to us, please, what's going on here?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. And I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding as to what Title IX is and what currently is going on with Title IX. To go back a little bit, in 2011, the Obama administration wrote a letter, a dear colleague letter, that changed the way universities investigate and handle sexual assault on college campuses. And it's lumped under Title IX, which most people, you know, at least my age, think of Title IX as, you know, dealing with sports and women.
Exactly.
But it actually, it deals with discrimination and civil rights, and lumped into that is sexual assault, which I personally don't agree with, but that's another story. But what happened when that occurred is it changed the way things were investigated and things were handled on college campuses, and it basically did a presumption of guilt for the accused students, whether they're right. Male or female. They're usually male, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things just got a little crazy with it. I mean, you have people investigating on college campuses that are 26 years old with no life experience, much less any legal or other experience to make the determination of whether or not there has been a rape.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, and I'll, you have to interrupt me because I'm a lawyer, I'll just keep talking, but the other thing, though, is that college campuses have changed the definition of what is rape and sexual assault, and that is something that the general public doesn't know. For instance, I had a case recently where touching someone on the shoulder in a sexual manner, you know, in quotes, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
is sexual assault. And so somebody could literally be found guilty of Title IX sexual assault and expelled from school, and it's on his record forever, and really all he did is touch somebody on the shoulder. But everyone else thinks he raped someone. So that's a problem,
wow.
And that's one of the issues that the general public doesn't know. So we're not trying to I'm advocating for the changes, and in doing so, you know, save, and I'm not trying to let rapists off. Absolutely not. I have, you know, a daughter. If somebody rapes her, I want them behind bars. I don't want them just kicked out of school.
Exactly.
But we're trying to make it fair for everyone. Due process, because in my practice, I handle mainly men, young men, who have been falsely accused. And I see the damage that it has done to them. And, you know, I feel like I'm a woman, so I can say this, but women can be really manipulative. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to think a woman would ever lie about this type of incident, but they do. And I see it all the time in my practice.
Well, there's been cases, you know, that have been well publicized and reported on. You know, for example, the gal that was carrying the mattress around a college campus,
right,
claiming she was raped, and then you find out later that wasn't the case. So that in it of itself is an assault on the whole process, and it invalidates the women or men who have been assaulted. It compromises their report,
yes,
doesn't it?
And that's one of the things that I'm always mentioning, is that every woman who's actually been raped stand up and scream at these women who are lying and should cry out for punishments for them. Because right now, there's no discipline for them whatsoever. They can lie and ruin a guy's life and nothing happens.
Exactly.
But I do want to be fair and say that, you know, in my practice, I mainly represent men who have been falsely accused. But if you look at it from the other perspective, of women who have actually been raped, because, you know, I have friends in college that were raped. And when that happens, and the only system that you're left to deal with is this college campus system, it's really unfortunate for the victim, too, because they are not allowed to have legal... The way it works on college campus, you can have a lawyer, but they have to work behind the scenes, which is great. You know, I can do that really well. But if I was representing a victim, I would not want her out there in front of everybody having to tell the story of what happened by herself. I mean, that is horrifying. You know, you can prep somebody for a defense, but you can't really prepare somebody to go in and explain how they were sexually assaulted, because it's so emotionally damaging.
Exactly. So, and Michelle, how do you, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you get people who are inexperienced, and all of a sudden they're the tribunal on this situation?
Well, and that's... Yeah, it's horrible, horrible. And that's one of the things that needs to change. People who are, no offense to 26-year-olds, but there's a reason that you go to law school for quite a while. You know, if you want to be a judge and make those kind of determinations, you don't get to do it when you're 26.
No.
You have to have some training.
Exactly.
And these people need to have training to understand how to interview people, first of all, and not ask leading questions, and get at the actual truth. I mean, isn't that the goal, is to find the truth and not
exactly
just fix someone? So we need training for these people.
And especially, Michelle, in today's culture, with sexting, you know, taking place, and I mean, the allurement and that. You know, I'm a guy, so you're going to get some of my perspective, and I'm sure you get it from some of your clients. You know, it is a tough situation. I mean, it's like you're waving, you know, a red cape in front of a bunch of irritated bulls here, and then you act like you're surprised that you got the response that you kind of expected to get to begin with. So it seems like there needs to be a consideration of responsibility on both sides, and I think that's what you're bringing to the argument here, aren't you not?
It is, yes. There needs to be, you need to be held accountable for your decisions, whether you're male or female. But, you know, most of the cases that I get, this is what I wish everyone understood. Most of the cases, the real rape cases, they call the police, too. Because isn't that what you would do if you were raped? You would get
sure.
support, maybe, from the college. And then, eventually, you would tell somebody that would say, why don't we call the police? You know, that's probably what we should do. Well, the cases that I get in my practice are people who have been falsely accused, and the sorry.
That's okay.
What was your question?
Well, no, we were asking about, you know, about the culture today. I was stating that the culture today really lends itself to a very sexual atmosphere. And then guys respond, and then you went on to talk about, you know, what the rational response would be if you were raped.
Right. That would be the rational response if you're raped. Go to the police. So what happens is, most of the cases that I see, this is what I wanted to tell you, is that they're reported about 6 to 8 months after the last occurrence happened with these people. So it's not like it was like, oh my gosh, I was raped last night. It was like, oh my gosh, 6 months ago, I think I might have been sexually assaulted. And yeah, you go to the campus, and then all of a sudden, this student is trying to defend himself from something that maybe it was a girlfriend, and he doesn't even know what event he's talking about.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Well, Michelle, we got to take a quick break. So excuse me to hit the pause button. We'll be right back right after this. Stay with us, America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Michelle Owens continues, an attorney managing partner with A.G. Owens Law, and speaks on behalf of SAVE, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. And we're talking about campus life and what goes on when somebody is accused falsely or maybe even appropriately of rape on campus, how that's being redefined, how it seems to be a rather dynamic process, and maybe a lack of due process. Michelle, before the break, you were talking about, some cases, 6 months. Boy, there's been celebrated cases even in front of us right now, in front of the public, that have been 10 years down the road where there's been accusations of sexual harassment. How do you reconcile that? And in the court of public opinion, it seems to be carrying a lot of weight where careers are being greatly attacked and lost as a result of accusations that come so many years down the road.
Well, I want to point out a difference in sexual harassment and sexual assault, because sexual harassment could be going on for years, and it is something that could have happened and you kind of don't come forward with it because, you know, you are afraid of your career. You know, I'm not making any judgments as to whether or not anything occurred with those, you know, high profile cases.
Mm-hmm.
But sexual assault is a different animal, and you don't come forward months later and say, I was sexually assaulted on a specific night. Because if you do that in the criminal justice system, there's going to be no evidence. You can still come forward, mm-hmm. but it's going to be really hard to do that. But also, if you're trying this case in a criminal court system, in the real, you know, the real court, then there's a question as to why you waited. Now, people mm-hmm. do wait, and I'm not saying that, you know, that doesn't happen, but somebody around them will know something was going on. Even if they didn't go report it, somebody will say, yeah, they didn't come out of their house for 2 weeks, and, mm-hmm. you know, I knew something was up. But in these situations that I see on college campuses, these students, these girls primarily, go on with life as normal, and they, you know, are having fun, out partying, doing things with their friends, and then all of a sudden there's this, you know, sexual harassment claim, and you don't have anything that looks like there was a sexual assault mm-hmm. going on with the student. So it's just kind of out of the blue, and the way that it's perpetrated, almost encouraged, the reporting is almost encouraged on college campuses, it's just not fair to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you get those instances which have been reported where the girls feel jilted, and all of a sudden the harassment card or the sex card
the
is thrown.
Rape card. Yeah.
Yeah, or the rape card, even worse yet. And as you say, it is one of those cards that is, it just, you know, shakes everybody to the core, and all of a sudden the world stops, and including the person who is accused, you know, their college career, everything is put in jeopardy in an instant.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. You know, I can't even, I'm a social worker as well, and I've used my social work counseling skills mm-hmm. more than I have my legal skills since I've started doing this, because on more than one occasion I've had a student attempt suicide or tell me that he feels like he's going to hurt himself, and that's the reality of what's happening to this. When you take mm-hmm. away the legal system and you let colleges who don't have any experience dealing with this handle it on their own, you lose due process is kind of a big word, but you lose the fairness
and
treating people with respect, and maybe thinking, okay, we have a he said, she said, maybe she's lying, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe it didn't happen exactly like she thought. And if those guys even had a little inkling of support from the schools, they wouldn't be in the situations they're in. But I become the only support person these guys have.
Wow.
Their parents are out there, but sometimes it's hard to, you know, a lot of times bad morals are involved, bad mm-hmm. manners and bad morals, and it's hard to tell your family about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't equal rape. You know, a one-night stand and a bad moral choice is not rape. That's a whole different animal, and mm-hmm. we don't need to be punishing people legally for their moral choices.
Exactly. Well, Michelle, Betsy DeVos taking a lot of heat on this. One professor said he'd be okay if Betsy DeVos was sexually assaulted. I mean, that's over the top, isn't it?
That is over the top. But I'll tell you that I don't think as many people are against this as what some of the media is trying to portray. I just got a list this morning of about 20 outlets, including CNN, who have said, well, you know, there's some reason in what she's saying. You know, mm-hmm. there are some problems with the system. And if she does it in this manner, it'll be okay. And I think that's the situation. I mean, people out there in the public don't understand what's really happening with Title IX. It's not that we want to, you know, make it easy for rapists. It's that we want to make sure that people who don't rape are not accused of it and found guilty.
Yeah, and this is the deal. And as you mentioned earlier, this is the benefit of due process. You're an attorney. You respect, you've seen due process work time and again, me and the media, at times, you know, because we live in this, I call a microwave generation, that things do not move fast enough. Everybody is quick to make a judgment. The court of public opinion reigns, and, you know, oftentimes it's on the wrong side, because when all the facts come out, meanwhile, you've released all these emotions into the environment, and you're absolutely convinced based on your emotions and not by fact that they're guilty as charged.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People want things quickly. And, you know, the criminal justice system isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than these colleges trying to start at the beginning and reinvent the wheel and do it with, you know, with people without legal training. I mean, you know, it's a bad situation for victims, too. You know, one thing that that's going on right now that I'm a part of is that when I have a student who is falsely accused and something happens that we can't really look away from, you know, not just kicked out of school, but you can't get into another school or you're in trouble with the military because you had a scholarship,
right.
We file a lawsuit against the school. And we don't often file a lawsuit against the accuser, but they're brought in because they're a witness, they're a primary witness. So what happens is these poor girls, you know, if they were actually raped, then they're in the situation of having to go through it all again in a deposition and in civil court, where if they had just gone to the criminal court system, that would not have happened.
Yeah.
So it's a bad situation for victims as well. And I don't want to, you know, mostly what I see in my practice are men who have been falsely accused. But I don't want to downplay the fact that if you really are raped and you're encouraged by your campus to let them handle it, that it's a bad situation for you too. It is not the way you need to go.
And that's your recommendation, is that in the case of a rape, that the girls should take advantage of the legal system and seek police, because they know how to gather evidence, go through it. I can only imagine what it must be like for a woman who's been violated to almost feel like she's being violated all over again, just in the accumulation of evidence.
I mean, it would be horrible. I mean, I sat through hearings that I thought, oh, my gosh, if I, you know, just girl needs an attorney, first of all.
Right.
And, you know, they don't let the attorneys talk in the hearings. I do all of my work behind the scenes. Kind of, I think of myself as the Wizard of Oz, you know, pulling on
the
scenes.
Just pulling the levers. Yeah, exactly.
Right. But this poor, you know, if a girl has been victimized, she's sitting there by herself trying to present evidence of what happened to her. How horrible would that be? I can't even imagine. And the colleges encourage victims to let the college handle it, because it's in their best interest. They don't want it out there.
Well, of course. That is the whole reason behind all this, right? They want to cover and keep their sins on their campus. They don't want to put out there.
It is, but the people who are really supportive of Title IX don't understand that. And they think the purpose is to make it easier for the women to come forward. And I think initially that was probably true. I think Betsy DeVos said in her statement that there was a reason that Obama issued these guidelines. There really was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we chose to solve it has made things worse.
Well,
so we just need to relook at it.
Yeah, here we are 5-6 years down the road. We've learned a lot since then, and hopefully we can bring those lessons, to the problem and arrive at a better solution. And I agree with Betsy DeVos bringing it to the forefront. And for you, Michelle, thank you for all your great work that you do with A.G. Owens Law on behalf of, as you say, primarily men who are in a tough spot. She speaks on behalf of Save, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Michelle Owens on Bill Martinez Live. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Coming at you in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, to hear it from the mainstream media, Christians are to blame for transgender suicide rate. And, you know, along with that, you've got the biased perception of Christianity being presented by people who themselves do not even understand what Christianity is all about, which you find quite interesting, I guess, and maybe ripe. Liberty McArthur is back with us, the staff writer for The Stream, holds a bachelor's degree in journalism from Patrick Henry College, and previously worked in Washington, D.C. as a radio producer for WMAL's weekend talk show. And at First Liberty Institute in Plano, Texas. Liberty, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to deal with this, you know, somewhat complicated topic in a way. And this is what happens when you let go of those anchoring points that are so vital to the things that you believe in. You can be led to believe by the media, of course, that has very little biblical worldview. You could be led to believe that because of the things you believe in, it's deleterious to a specific group.
Right. And, you know, that is the narrative that is being promoted, is that if you don't affirm somebody in the way they feel, and, you know, specifically if they believe they are transgender and they want to transition over to the opposite sex, and you don't affirm that, then you are being mean, you are discriminating against them, and you are contributing to, potentially causing them to commit suicide. And the sad truth is, suicide attempts within the transgender community are very high, frighteningly so, over 40% of people in the transgender community have attempted suicide, and that's almost half. And so it is a serious issue, but not only is it unfair to blame that on Christians, it doesn't deal with the real issue behind that, and so it's dangerous as well.
Well, I guess on one hand, they're partially right. I often say that people end up self-indicting because they know in their hearts if they're doing something that is not, that's not right, that is not fulfilling to their inner self, then there's conflict. And maybe to some degree, the Word of God, which we're told is imprinted into our consciousness, lest anyone have any excuse, there's something there that has to be reconciled. And if the LGBT community is trying to reconcile the irreconcilable, who is that Christian's responsibility, or is that God's responsibility, or is it their responsibility?
Well, I think, you know, anytime any person with any kind of problem or sin in their life, as we know, you know, when they're trying to reconcile that sin with God's truth and it doesn't match up, that's going to cause discord internally. So I think, you know, Christians can do a better job. These issues are coming to the light more, and it's an opportunity for us to say, how can we address this with truth, but also love and compassion to help these people see how they can reconcile that pain inside of them. And so I'm not going to say that in the past Christians, you know, maybe they haven't done as good of a job as they could with reaching out to people like this. But the truth behind the high suicide rate is that these people with gender dysphoria, over 60% of them have more than one mental illness going on. Mm-hmm. And untreated mental illnesses cause 90% of suicides. So what they really need is therapy by doctors who can help them dig in and figure out, you know, treat those mental illnesses, because those are also very real issues in our society today.
Well, isn't this a bit unrealistic when you get a Christian at a varying degree, I mean, in depth of faith and experience in their life, you know, for them to deal with this? I'm not saying that, you know, God can use anybody. It's I always leave room, especially for what the Bible talks about, a word aptly spoken. And when you are confronted with an issue that you know collides with your moral beliefs and what you believe the Word of God tells you, and you come in contact with this, I mean, if the professionals are having a tough time dealing with this, how is a newbie Christian going to deal with something like this that is raising its head in our culture as a very normal expression of the culture today?
Well, I think, you know, it's very key to be, first of all, firm in the Word of God. And so the more time you spend reading the Bible and learning about His truth, the more, the stronger you are in that truth. Mm-hmm. Second, we do need to educate ourselves about current issues so that we can address them accurately, and really, you know, it takes accuracy to really address somebody with compassion, and not only just educate yourself on the issues that they're facing, but look up people who are, you know, who are experienced. They are seeking to help these people in a biblical way and learn from them as well. That way you might not have all the answers, but you can say, you know, with love, this is what I believe. And why don't you check out, you know, this website or something, you know, that way people have a resource they can pass along. Mm-hmm. And the main thing is just to be committed to truth in your convictions, but do it in a loving way.
Exactly. I mean, after all, Liberty, when you have experienced God's love and forgiveness, you can't give what you don't have. You know, of course, Jesus, you know, told that parable about the forgiven servant. And what did he do? He turned around and wanted to go after somebody that owed him a pittance by comparison, and, you know, threw him into jail and everything. And, then, of course, you get the storyline here. But that is the challenge for us and the opportunity for us as people who believe to express God's love that was given toward us before we deserved it. So if God could do it to us, and we know what that did in changing our lives, if we operate from that sense of compassion and understanding and in pursuit of the truth, as you say, because one of the things that you have to be careful of, and I find myself at times getting caught in this, Liberty, is that sometimes people will overread my compassion as acceptance. And I have to qualify it sometimes to say, I am compassionate for where you are right now because I've had my issues in life and God has forgiven me. But I'm not accepting something that, you know, for my evaluation and my understanding of the Word of God is not compatible.
Right. And, you know, that it is a fine balance. And I think a lot of these groups that you see today, like this one group, Faithfully LGBT, they're the ones kind of spearheading this fundraiser to try to help people pay for gender reassignment surgery. I doubt that they have malicious intent. And but a lot of people, like you say, they mistake compassion for acceptance, and including how they interact with people. And they say, well, I want to be loving. I want to show grace and forgiveness. So they just they don't end up speaking the truth because they're trying so hard to be nice. And so you really cannot truly be loving if you don't share the truth, because the truth is that these people are hurting and there are deeper issues and surgeries, you know, and hormone therapy, and that is not solving the issues. And you can look at all kinds of data to back that up. It's
exactly.
Not helping them. And so that's why, you know, in this issue and any issue that has to deal with sin, there's always a reason that people need the truth, that they are really better off.
Without a doubt. Liberty, and the suicide rate, as I understand it, is quite high amongst those that go through and have the gender reassignment. Isn't that so?
It is. And, you know, I actually spoke with Walt Heyer. He is a prominent author and speaker, and he actually lived as a transgender woman for 8 years, and then he found the Lord, and he went back to living as a man, and now he tries to minister to other people in the same situation. And he says there is a very prominent regret cycle among adults who go through with the surgery, but often it doesn't show up for 8 to 15 years. And so it's really important to follow those people long-term and do studies long-term. And when you do that, you realize their problems aren't actually solved. They might feel better for a little bit, but all the underlying mental illnesses and trauma they may have experienced early in their life, it's still there.
Yeah, as you said at the very beginning, it's much more complicated. It's not just about one thing. It could be many things. But the default for Christians is love and compassion. That's what we've been given, and that's what we are given to share with others, most importantly. She's with the stream. Liberty McArthur has been with us. Liberty, thank you so much. Great insight. Appreciate the report.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hands, look at my side. If you can count the times a day you are forgiven more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
Now, you couldn't help but note Michael Moore again. He puts the old proverbial foot in the mouth. I don't know if you saw the tweet or not. Just putting out the big question, because this is what lefties do. Asking Donald Trump, well, did you open Mar-a-Lago up, for the poor people? They, didn't have a place to go, you rich guy down there. Did you think about opening it up? And, of course, it was the president's son who reminded Michael Moore that Mar-a-Lago is surrounded by water, and it was in an evacuation zone, a must evacuate zone. So not very good idea to bring people into an evacuation zone, even if it is Mar-a-Lago after all. But Michael Moore and the rest of the left, they keep on trying. Good to have you with us. 14 before the top of the hour right now. John Eibusch joins us. He's back. Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, congratulations, by the way, on The Shroud Conspiracy. Doing quite well, and an absolute page-turner. If you have not had a chance to read the book, highly recommend that you get yourself a copy, which is available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Thanks so much. It's as you know, my first novel, but it's been real successful, so I'm just really happy to see it's done well.
Well, how much fun is that? I mean, your first novel. I mean, I've yet to write my first book, and I've got several, banging around in my skull, and I guess that's what happens, is that you have several ideas, and then all of a sudden you just start taking the steps to put it together and get it published, and then you see it in final form. I mean, what a sense of accomplishment for you.
Everyone says just about every American seems to have the great American novel in them.
Yes.
It's just a question of can you get it out of you. And so for years and years I thought about it, and I finally just essentially, chained myself to a desk. And late at night when my kids were asleep, I'd force myself to write a half a chapter or a chapter, and And I just went at it like a like you would a work week, you know. And it all just seemed to come together. For a long time, I thought I might be writing for an audience of one, just myself. But I got lucky, and Simon & Schuster decided to publish it. So
wow, that's excellent. Well, congratulations. Now that you you've got your first one out of the way, do you sense there's more in the queue here?
Well, the good news for me is when I wrote the first one, I stayed chained to the desk and wrote the second one, too. And
oh, wow. Okay, good.
Yeah, so the sequel to The Shroud Conspiracy is going to be called The Second Coming, and it comes out in August of next year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, good stuff. Well, I appreciate you coming on. As a Ronald Reagan expert, in light of what's going on with North Korea, let me ask you, you know, of course, Ronald Reagan was made fun of because of the Star Wars concept. Are we too late to embody or incorporate, you know, the ideas that he had some 30 years ago?
Yeah, great question. No, we're not too late. Now, we could be so much more advanced than we are had the succeeding administrations not, you know, literally cut Reagan's ideas and his SDI program to the bone. So, you know, North Korea for us today could be a laughing matter had we stuck with President Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative. That what that would have meant is we would have funded year in and year out for the last 30 years an extraordinary missile defense system, the likes of which the world would have never seen. We've got probably 10% of that fielded today. We've got enough that, you know, maybe, and I underline maybe, we might be able to knock down a single North Korean missile fired at us. But if they ever got their act together and were able to send several at once, we'd have a real problem on our hands.
Yeah, they're talking about a fraction of our success rate in knocking down these missiles, as you say, with the current technology that we have. What comes into play, John, is that old saying, you can pay me now or pay me later. But because we chose to not address the issue some 30 plus years ago, we've got quite a budget to deal with. But, you know, again, our country is faced with what's most important, the safety and security of our constituency or our budget.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, what we're living through right now is exactly what President Reagan was worried about in the early 1980s. His concern was that, you know, it was basically immoral and frankly just irresponsible for our country to essentially hold our citizens hostage. You know, to a single missile from a country as absurd as North Korea has turned out to be. I mean, it's just it's unforgivable that freedom-loving Americans should have to wake up this morning to the fear that a missile from that country could hit one of our cities. And yeah, that's what he was trying to prevent this day from coming. And you know, he was successful in getting his idea launched, but one Congress and one administration after the next you know, essentially laughed at the scale and the scope of his idea. And as a result, you know, we have very limited capability today to do something about what North Korea, the threat North Korea presents to us. And that's just plain wrong. I mean, if our only alternative in the present day is to start firing off nuclear missiles at another country because we're concerned about what they can do to us, or frankly launching World War III in a conventional military fight across, you know, at the DMZ line, that's a really ugly position to be in. And we can fix this if we focus real hard now on creating a comprehensive, centrally commanded strategic defense initiative for sort of approach that President Reagan promoted a long, long time ago.
John, is anybody getting this in Congress, or is Donald Trump getting this, that because of the ignoring of Ronald Reagan's ideas and the ridicule of it all, it's limited our options? And it's not only, you know, irresponsible for the citizens of America, but dare I say our partners. I mean, what is this going to mean for South Korea, Japan, you know, our Asian partnerships in that? I mean, what is that going to mean for them?
Yeah, well, our allies are going to wake up pretty nervous every morning for many years now. And you're right, because we've waited so long we put this day off for so long. Our options are indeed limited. There's only so much we can do so fast now, even if we were to hit the gas pedal and spend as furiously as fast as we could. Probably the most responsible and well thought through piece of legislation that's in Congress right now that would dramatically improve our situation and increase the amount of funding we spend on these strategic defense initiatives. They come from Senator Dan Sullivan.
Yes. Out of Alaska.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And he's got 27 co-sponsors to date, Republican and Democrat. This is not a partisan issue, you know. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. You want to protect your family. So a legislation like that is really sorely needed.
And this is something that immediately has to be responded to, John. Just like in, you know, World War II, when our Navy was attacked and we had to rebuild our Navy and we had to kind of throw caution, not caution so much, but we had to have a sense of emergency and urgency be the order of the day. In the same way that John Kennedy gave us a vision to be, with the space race, we need to, again, have that kind of vision and to get Americans behind this because, as you say, we need to give our commanders in chief, our future commanders in chief, more options because the ante is being raised. I mean, you know, today it's North Korea, tomorrow. I mean, how much further down the road before we have a nuclear Iran?
Yeah, that's right. You really said it well, Bill. And who knows how much further down the road? We know every day we seem to see one test after another with North Korea. They're our chief concern at present, but there's other countries in the future that could be just as intimidating. And something that we really need to watch for as well is not only our ability to field these weapon systems, but to test them as well. You know, your listeners may wake up on any given day and hear of a successful missile defense launch we might have conducted, because we're rattling the saber, as we should, to North Korea to tell them we think we can stop their missiles. But one critical thing is we've got to put money into what we call operational testing as well, which means testing out our defenses in real-world simulations, not just some scientific experiment, in a developmental test where everyone knows where the missile's coming from and it's a turkey shoot, essentially. We've got to make sure our systems work under real threat conditions, under surprise conditions, to ensure that these systems will really protect us.
You're exactly right, because there's nothing like it when the adrenaline is flowing. We know that just even from law enforcement when it comes to them. I mean, they do really good on the range, but you put them in battle conditions, then all of a sudden their hit rate goes off the scale here just a bit. So you're exactly right. And I was, to underpin what you just said here, John, I was really surprised when they did do some minor testing here recently. They said, well, you know, they weren't even sure that some of these counter offenses were going to work. I thought, whoa, I mean, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
It sure is. And, unless you have a lot of money and can field a lot of alternatives, a lot of different systems that you can try and try a lot and experiment with and try time after time after time, it's a practice makes perfect, and these systems need to be really put through the ringer to ensure that they'll work for us, which means we have to fund them and we have to do it in a big way.
Exactly. He is the author of The Shroud Conspiracy. John Eibusch has been with us, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute's Executive Director. John, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Imagine.